Welcome to Reframe. This is a place for us to consider the simple changes we can make in the way that we see life. We're all doing the best we can with what we know. But when we reframe the way we see things, we know better. And when we know better, we do better. We create a new thought, and it can't help but affect how we move through the world. Change is an inside job.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Jenna for this week's episode of Reframe. And our question this week that came in is, how do you detox from social media?
I mean, there's no doubt that it's a good thing to detox from social media because, as we know, all of us are too addicted. But I do think that it's one of those things that, you know, everybody's talking about so much that there's almost this like shame around it. And there's almost this like become this like social pressure to detox from it, right? So let's reframe why we actually want to detox from social media. Let's assume actually that the benefit is because you want to live a better quality of life. You want to be more calm. You want to be more present, all these things. So sometimes, you know, because we start to bash something and we collectively get on that bandwagon and we're like, social media, oh my God, it's bad. It kind of takes us away from our personal relationship with it. Because when we are, you know, as we know in human design, there's three different energies. There's the individual, there's the tribal, and there's the collective. So saying, and this is something that can apply to so many other areas of your life, but saying something or speaking about something in a collective doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to relate it back to your individual life. So as much as we can get swept up in that collective thing of, you know, even for example, right now with the plastics and things, we can say, we can post 100 times we believe plastics is bad, and we really do believe that, but then we go for our morning coffee and we've just forgotten our thing or whatever. So relating the collective sort of agreements or the collective agenda for good or for bad back to our individual is sometimes difficult and it takes a couple jumps. And sometimes even though we can like participate in agreement with the collective, that doesn't necessarily mean that we feel it in the heart place, right? We're agreeing in the mind, but we're not feeling it in the heart place. So really, if we genuinely want to, and let's face it, you're only going to make a change if you genuinely want to make a change, not because someone's told you to make a change, not because you believe it's a good idea to make a change, but you know, like what we were saying last time, you get tired of your own BS, right? So if you're in a place where you do want whatever it is that you think that giving up social media or detoxing from social media or having a better relationship with it is going to give you, then actually, I prefer to think of it of, instead of me forcing myself to do less of it, how can I tie it in with something that is going to give me more of the thing that I want it to give me? So what I've started to ask myself recently is, instead of saying, don't check Instagram, I make a rule with myself of, every time I check Instagram, if I find myself even, you know how you do the automatic, like not even knowing that you've checked it? Yeah. Every time I do that and I catch myself going on Instagram, I just pause for a second and say, I have to have a check-in with myself on how do I feel right now? And then I can check all the social media I want, right?
That's amazing.
Right? Because yeah. It then allows me to not use it as a numbing tool, right? So I know I numb with like Instagram, YouTube. And actually, because I know those are my numbers, I try to bring a bit of awareness into them as like my conditions. It's, you know, when you like bribe a kid of, you know, my mom used to do eat a piece of vegetable and then you can have a French fry, you know, that kind of thing. So I guess I bribe myself with it now. And it's easy for me to do right now because I'm in a place where I actually really am craving to learn how to be present. If I wasn't, then, and if you're in a place where you're not interested in removing a numbing tool, then just own it. You know what I mean? With yourself.
Yeah. And don't be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't make it a
big deal. Yeah. Or another, I mean, listen, the last thing any of us need is yet another stick to be beating ourselves up with, right? So just because people around you are saying something is good or bad, if you recognize that it's benefiting you at a certain point, even if it's because, like we were saying in the last episode, even if it's because it's helping you numb and right now it's too painful to look at it, fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter. That's part of the process of getting to a place where you're finally tired of your own BS. And if you don't allow yourself to do that and you're keeping on pushing yourself to the end result, you're missing the whole process. And I know I'm the worst person at doing the process because I want something yesterday and tomorrow, you know, as you know, I'm like so impatient of the time that it takes to get somewhere. But sometimes introducing these little rules with yourself when you are in a place when you genuinely want to, I find that really works, because sometimes then I'm actually, it takes a sting out of the social media because it's then not able to numb me. But then that's cool because there's, as we know, there's loads of things that social media is actually really useful for. So then I'm free to enjoy social media for what it's actually, all the good stuff it's here to give me. And I'm going in actually feeling a little bit calm. The other two things that I think are super important, one is I heard Jim Quick say, and if you haven't checked out his podcast, he's an incredible guy. It's all about mind training and training your brain and how to optimize the way that you think and learn. But he said that the thing he recommends is not to not check your phone, but to be very, very strict with yourself that in the first hour you're awake to not check your phone, because your brain is in that alpha state from being asleep. And so actually an alpha state is like highly creative, highly inspiring. You can be in that. Obviously you've just come off of dreaming, right? So that's when you're like really alert and conscious and all those things. So I've tried to make that rule with myself too of, okay, I can check social media as much as I want, but just not in that first hour of the day, because again, I'm in a place where I'm like, I really am desperate to get that, those conscious hits, that inspiration, the guidance, the whatever it is, right? So that's a really easy one to do, I think, because again, you're not giving up social media. You're not only doing it for a certain amount of time. It's just like, I'm not going to do it in that first hour of my day.
That is amazing, because that's the first thing I do every morning. Amazing. And I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's, it's just so easy, you know? It's so easy. And yeah, when I heard it, I was like, that's exactly the kind of practical amazing tools we need. And then the third thing is obviously that we are, you know, giving ourselves like dopamine hits whenever we are using that phone, right? It's like stimulating that hormone of dopamine, which all of us are not, you know, it's like if we have a conscious practice of thinking about what does genuinely make us happy and not the kind of, you know, normal tick list of, oh, kissing my loved ones make me happy. Like that makes some people happier than it does others, right? So I think if we can bring some awareness into what are some ways that we genuinely make ourselves happy and be honest with yourself. Like let's say, for example, even on paper, everything looks perfect. If none of that's making you happy, but let's say, for example, a YouTube video a night makes you happy or an hour of TV makes you happy, then do that. But it's important to get the intention in it right, because then you're not using it to numb out. You're saying, I'm using it, I'm doing this because I actually love to learn more or go and escape my own life and go into someone else's life. So getting clear and infusing a different intention on it too also helps. So when you're doing stuff that does make you happy, I think instead of trying to not do social media, for example, just infuse the equal amount of sting into the good stuff, right? So it's like it becomes a balance and you're like, I want to do this because it makes me happy. I'm owning it. It's about owning our choices rather than being unconscious in the way that we move through the world.
So I have a really guilty secret that I love a bit of reality TV.
Yeah.
And as I'm watching it, I feel guilty about it instead of just loving it because I think it's not intelligent enough or not intellectual enough. So I'm going to start watching an hour of reality TV and loving it.
Yeah. And if it makes us happy, like, you know, I think so much of, I think spirituality 1.0 is I have to become this perfect person. Spirituality 2.0 is I'm flawed. I got to look at that stuff. Spirituality 3.0 is like fundamentals. We are here to be happy people. And so if we do things that, if we use technology in a ways that genuinely make us happy, it's like anything else. It's a neutral thing and we have the power to make it positive or negative. So, you know, it's not to say that we won't slip up and we won't numb out and we won't overuse it and stuff. But I think if we can just bring ourselves back to those little tools, you know, it's just, that's going to be what makes it easier and change things for us. So I hope this serves you well. I know that certainly the Jim Quick tip has really, really helped me. So I wanted to pass that on. And just reframing about, you know, maybe not judging ourselves for it so hard and waiting until we're actually ready to make change, like with everything else in life. See you guys next week.